San Antonio, Dallas, and Austin recently passed paid sick time ordinances. But in San Antonio and Austin, those policies are tied up in court, and Dallas could face an injunction before the city starts enforcing its ordinance in April. With coronavirus spreading, many advocates say those policies are more critical now than ever before.
Look at how rapidly it's spreading.
State Senator Royce West represents Dallas.
What I will say is, without the ability to have paid sick time, that you're going to have a lot of people without the necessary resources in order to pay their rent, to take care of child care, to take care of issues concerning health care. So a whole host of issues. We need to make certain that there is a safety net.
But many small businesses say that mandatory paid sick time would cause economic harm. Annie Spillman is the Texas State Director and lobbyist for the National Federation of Independent Business.
Businesses in general are not in favor of any sort of government mandate, but specifically one that mandates their benefits packages.
According to a research survey by the nonpartisan group Trust for America's Health, about 68% of Texan workers do have paid time off. But that other 32%, more than 4 million people, are among the most vulnerable. Many work in the service industry and live paycheck to paycheck. Spillman says the service industry often allows workers to swap shifts.
99.9% of the time, if they have to miss a shift because they're sick, that employer will let them make up another shift at another time, and they'll be able to make up that money.
But at restaurants that don't offer paid sick time, workers who can't find someone to pick up their shift are often expected to work, even when they're sick.
I was not sick with something that was contagious, but even if I was, my manager still would have expected me to be there.
Emily Burns was fired after she didn't show up for work at a San Antonio restaurant. She was hospitalized for a debilitating medical condition that her doctor now thinks is endometriosis.
I don't see how business owners and places can just expect you to just not put food on the table for yourself because you aren't feeling well. It's kind of like being punished for being sick. You're sick? Okay, you don't get paid. Now we're going to make it even harder for you. You can't provide for your family. You can't provide for yourself.
Some small businesses in the service industry do already offer paid sick time. William Gaskins owns Tabletop Generals, a gaming tavern in San Antonio.
And I'm a very small business. A big complaint is from these large companies. So, well, we can't afford to offer paid time off. And I said, if I can, with my, you know, my minimal profits and my, you know, daily small business struggles, and I can somehow manage to do it, I'm sure that your huge multi-million or billion-dollar company can also do it.
Before starting Tabletop Generals, Gaskins worked as a server on the San Antonio Riverwalk, a hub of international tourism.
During a night shift, a busy one, I would interact with 400 people easily from all over the world sometimes, you know. If I was sick, that's 400 potential transmissions.
And most of all, if you are sick or not feeling well, stay home.
President Donald Trump addressed the nation on Wednesday and hinted at some type of relief for people who miss work while sick. But details were sparse.
This will be targeted for workers who are ill, quarantined, or caring for others due to coronavirus.
Congressional Democrats' efforts to mandate paid sick time are currently blocked by Senate Republicans. President Trump also promised that insurance copayments for any coronavirus-related treatment will be waived. But the insurance industry quickly said only testing costs will be waived. And questions remain for uninsured people, including more than 5 million in Texas, who usually have to cover medical tests and treatment on their own. For uninsured people without paid sick leave, that's another expense that has to be covered by working. I'm Dominic Anthony in San Antonio.